My name is Matthew Abbas, and I have been in the curatorial department at the Wolfsonian FIU for almost 3.5 years now, native of Miami, before making my way back here to work with this collection. So the portrait bust that Gideon Barnett created is of Anthony Bosch, a figure that emerged from the shadows, let's say the shadowy domain of biological augmentation, into the forefront of public view after the revelation of the doping scandals that have rocked Major League Baseball. And so here you have a figure who in many ways extends this narrative of human and machine cohabitation, of the ongoing manipulation by human will of the natural world and its natural order, in this case through genetic enhancement of major athletes, of professional athletes. So the artist created a classical bust, beginning with the modeling of a 3D image using composite images sourced off of the internet. So out of this constantly shifting flow of information that is always before us, to capture a selection of images, take them to form a 3D model, which was then realized by means of 3D printing in plaster. He has taken his primary practice, photography, which would give birth to images through the capturing, of course, of an image through light exposure to a light-sensitive surface, which would then be drawn out through a chemical process, whereby the image is applied to a sensitive emulsion and then seems to emerge almost ghost-like. Most photography that is printed today is done using some form of inkjet printing, so it's the application of a viscous fluid to a receptive surface. And in the 3D printing of the sculptural form, he has in fact extended that. It is the same additive process that in this case has given us the rather bizarre, almost uncanny portrait bust that is now lying on its side with its neck exposed and its impossibly detailed features. So the softness of its expression molded within and contextualized by the sort of hard Art Deco exuberance of the Tender House itself.